T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
CDC meeting on Pfizer COVID booster expansion, and the CDC is trying to figure out whether or not all adults should be eligible for boosters nationwide. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami this morning. Hello, Evan.
Good morning. Yeah, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will be meeting this afternoon, and this will be to discuss expanding the availability of immunizations for mainly the Pfizer group, I think, but also Moderna, but to people who basically who just want one, because right now it's recommended for the elderly, for the people who are immunocompromised, as well as for people who work in healthcare and are therefore at greater risk to being exposed to coronavirus. But if the advisory committee gives its thumbs up and the CDC director gives her thumbs up, and then the similar scenario happens over at FDA, then we would see Pfizer vaccine, at least Pfizer vaccine, maybe Moderna vaccine as well, be available for the third level, the third round, the booster shot for anyone who would seek it.
Evan, is there any thought on how this is going to go, or does it seem like a green light is in the offing?
I think there will be a green light, yes. I think that's just the general consensus. There are concerns that certain people maybe shouldn't get it or don't need it. But ultimately, I think that the medical community is headed in this direction. Some of the data does show that after 6 to 8 months after your second dose of Moderna or Pfizer, your immunity that you gained begins to wane. So if you get a third dose, as that's beginning to happen, you can extend the immunity out for a greater period. I think ultimately what we're going to do, and we don't have the data yet really to make this decision yet, but I think just every year you're going to have to get some kind of COVID shot in a similar vein to a flu shot. And I think that as time goes on, those who do this type of research will probably get the ability to detect variants early on every year and be able to maybe make some kind of changes to the formula of the shot to better work with those variants. The way we do with a flu shot, every flu shot that you get every year is different because it's taken into account emerging changes and variants in the different flu strains.
And of course, like New York City and Kansas and a few other states have already approved the boosters for all adults.
Right. So this would be coming from a federal level. And part of the hope is that it would just encourage more people to go get this done. Not to mention, we do have the supply to use. So there you go.
There you go. All right. Hey, Evan, have a great weekend.
Take care.
That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live this morning from Miami. That CDC meeting today on Pfizer COVID booster expansion. We'll see if they approve that. Thanks, Evan. It is 7:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Busy sports weekend coming up. A lot of football. Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. It's a huge matchup. First place teams, the Dallas Cowboys, visit Arrowhead for the first time in 8 years. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys both are in playoff position. Expected to be the highest scoring game of the weekend in the NFL. Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite. Chiefs are going for their fourth win in a row. Mitch Holtis will have live pregame coverage on the Kansas City Chiefs radio network beginning at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off in Arrowhead at 3:25 Sunday. And that's right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Cowboys come into Arrowhead as the number one scoring team in the league. Cowboys are averaging 32 points a game. That'll be interesting. Up in Manhattan tomorrow afternoon, you've got Kansas State hosting 11th-ranked Baylor as the Wildcats play their home finale, and they're going for their fifth win in a row. That'll kick off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. K-State is a one-point favorite at home over the 11th-ranked team in the nation. And that'll be nationally televised on FS1. Kansas last week got that huge win on the road at Texas. KU is going back to the Lone Star State tomorrow afternoon, taking on TCU. Live coverage of the Jayhawks begins at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow in Fort Worth. KU and TCU. Jayhawks are a 21.5-point underdog, but come on, they were a 31-point underdog last week, and they won at Texas. 21.5 shouldn't be in trouble as the Jayhawks play their road finale tomorrow afternoon at TCU. High school football playoffs going on. Semifinals, we're down to the final four in all classes, as the winners will all advance to the championship weekend. In Class 5A tonight, here in Wichita, Cape and Mount Carmel at 10-1, hosting Mays at 9-2. That game is at Heights High School this evening. Class 3A, how about this one? Andale visiting southeast of Saline in Gypsum tonight. Both teams undefeated at 11-0. And in Class 1A, you've got Inman and Sedgwick playing each other. That game will be played in Newton. They are both undefeated at 11-0. Big games tonight in the semifinals of the high school football playoffs. The JUCO Regional Championship game is on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and that is at Riverfront Stadium, the first football game ever in downtown Wichita at Riverfront. It'll be 11th-ranked Garden City taking on 8th-ranked Hutchinson. Of course, Hutchinson is the defending national champs in JUCO football, and Blue Dragons have won 4 in a row. Garden City has won 5 straight. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon downtown. Southwestern is in the NAIA football playoffs for the first time in 22 years. It'll be 9th-ranked Southwestern visiting 7th-ranked Marion, Indiana. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow. Washburn is in the playoffs for the first time in a decade in the NCAA playoffs. It's 24th-ranked Washburn visiting 7th-ranked Harding, Arkansas. The Ichabods have won 6 in a row, and they're trying to get a road win in the first round of the NCAA football playoffs. College men's basketball tonight. Wichita State takes on Arizona in Las Vegas. Both teams are 3-0. That should be pretty interesting. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 8 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off at 9 o'clock tonight in Vegas. Listen live to the Shockers on 103.7 KEYN. The Kansas men's basketball team is ranked 3rd in the nation, and the Jayhawks won last night to beat Stony Brook in Lawrence 88-59. As KU gets another win to start the season, Ochai Agbaji leads the nation in scoring for KU, averaging 26 a game. Ah, he only got 25 last night. He's scoring a ton for the Jayhawks early on here. The Wichita Thunder hockey team on home ice downtown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the Tulsa Oilers. And in JUCO volleyball, we have two of our local teams that are both just 2 wins away from national championships. The Division I JUCO National Tournament is up in Hutchinson in the national semifinals this evening at 6:30. Number 2 national seed, Butler Community College, taking on number 6 seed, New Mexico Military. The Butler volleyball team has won 33 straight matches, just 2 wins away from a national title. And in the Division II Volleyball National Tournament in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, national semifinals tonight in the Final Four. Number 1 national seed, Cali College, undefeated at 40-0, taking on conference foe, the number 4 national seed, Johnson County, this evening. Cali also just 2 wins away from a national title in volleyball and 2 wins away from an undefeated season to boot. That's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:24 with Steve and Ted. Traffic and weather is on the way, and global medical experts call for faster action against measles. That's your house call for health coming up. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Odyssey is the new audio app where you can listen to KNSS and other great audio. Download it now. AUDACY. Odyssey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.